Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
How you doing, my dude?
We're going to coal mine.
We basically do, yeah. We're sending canaries in. Oddly enough, the canaries are us, and they're not coming out because they died of the gas that humans can't breathe. Life has been fucking awful for the two of us. It's just...
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of things in the world that are real wild right now.
Yeah, COVID sucks, right? But our jobs are way worse.
Oh, God. I'd rather die of some sort of, like, blood in the lung disease than this.
Yeah, I'd rather be drowning in my own lung fluids and, like, you know, drowning on land, basically. I'd rather be doing that than fucking suffering through whatever the fuck our job is now.
You could beach me and then blow me up with dynamite once I start to bloat.
That is so wild. It's like, we can't move it, so what do we do? I don't know, explode it.
Nuke it, dude. Oh, will it cover the town in its viscous juices?
Sure will, and all of us, and it'll smell for days.
Yeah, smell. It'll be a new season by the time the smell dissipates.
Yeah, turns out you can't really sell much food when it smells like dead hot whale meat.
Yeah. The hot dog vendors aren't doing well.
Anyways, dude, so how are you?
I'm okay, man. Dude, I'm on an antidepressant, a new one.
Oh, cool.
The other one wasn't doing the trick.
Yeah, killed your Bobos.
No. No Bobo destruction.
That's
that
boners.
Was back in the day.
For anyone that
didn't
know.
Like an old school one, dude. That was like high school.
Oh, really?
But yeah, that was like back in the day when I took the fucking whatever that one was.
Prozac?
No. That's not the one.
Zodiac.
Zodiac, yeah. Zodiac OTC. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of like sort of transcendental meditation, very powerful shit every night. And I've been having like sort of sleep paralysis awake syndrome to where I wake up at 2 a.m. and just stay heavily awake for till 5 a.m.
Can you move?
It hurts and my head hurts.
But you can move.
Slightly. It's more like mild paralysis.
Okay.
But my brain is wide awake.
Yeah.
I've never had that in my life.
I've been waking up at like 2:30 and taking a piss like an old man, mm-hmm. and then going back to bed. And wow. Then the next hours following until 6 a.m., it's like I didn't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did.
Yeah.
But it's like I didn't. I wake up, I look like I got punched in both eyes. Like I have the biggest bags under my eyes.
I legit counted the cars last night.
What the fuck?
I was just counting how many went by.
Yeah, but you're sleeping and like, well, you're laying down, so you can't see them. You're just like,
hearing.
One,
yeah.
two,
going a little faster that one.
Whoa,
take it easy.
Got to remember
because I didn't want to like just be on my phone, and I also thought about getting up and legit just going downstairs. But then I'm sure like Courtney would come down and be like, "What is wrong? Like, what the fuck are you doing?
My
like,
Bobos are gone. This new antidepressant
don't work.
I've been trying to jerk off with this fucking flashing cock for 4 hours.
Look at it; it's bruised. I punched a hand.
There's this bloody mess in your hand. All this like fucking excess skin all over your.
Looks like round 12 of a boxing match on your pee-pee. No Bobo, no pee-pee.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Everything hurts.
So, no, it's just been a weird time, man. But like, I do have positive things.
Like what?
I bought an external hard drive for the PlayStation, so now I can play 2 video games.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because I have enough space for 2 video games.
Yeah, the new Call of Duty is 200 gigs. The upload or the density of the game now is 200 gigs.
And
194.
I was telling him I was downloading a 60 gig game that has what I would consider 4 times the content in Horizon Zero Dawn. Wild Forests or whatever
it's
called.
I still have not beat Red Dead Redemption.
Frozen
and
Wilds.
I think it's because I'm like, I don't know if I can involve, and that's also why I've seen no movies.
Yeah.
I need mindless things right now.
And Red Dead's not mindless enough?
I don't want story. Oh. I don't want to involve myself. I just want to murder, murder, murder. Mm.
Dude, you should get back into freaking Diablo, dude. Like,
never
you
played Diablo.
Oh, you know what I, no, sorry, I didn't mean Diablo. God damn it, Doom. Let's play Doom again.
No,
we can play online.
They just released the DLC for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. Chunky ass metal, dude.
That was tight. No, I really dig like the Call of Duty and the Star Wars Battlefront 2 because they're both like, oh, this is easy enough. Join the game. Pop, 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 pop.
I don't even, you know me, man. Some games I'm serious about, like shipment 24/7, but like other games like Battlefront 2, I'm just a straight up silly boy.
Well, what's nice about
Battlefront... And I'm good, but I don't mean it.
Battlefront 2 is fun because it sounds awesome.
Yeah.
And it gives you, like, the feeling of Star Wars and, like, a really not as good Call of Duty.
Yeah. Well, it's more of a battlefield feel.
Right, yeah. But I like fucking Call of Duty because I'm like, I'm wrecking souls. I've been doing, like, good at Call of Duty.
Dude, I've been doing good at Battlefront, like, in my opinion.
Like, 30 and 10. 30 and 13.
Wow. Okay. Like, doing, you heard, like, it here, guys.
Doing, like, tight shit to where I'm like, God damn, like, how I was never this good at this game.
These are the things you should be proud of. I also have been trying to take...
It means nothing.
But no.
So does life right now.
But I'm saying, I take stock in some of the little stuff I usually didn't. Like... catching green lights that are usually dicks to me and hold me for many minutes. If I catch it and I go through it, I close my eyes during the intersection. I go, I did it until I get through it.
Hopefully someone hits me.
Take me.
Honestly, dude, like,
no, I have been trying that. It's a thing I read, like verbally in your mind saying, like, that was good. That's cool.
Oh, right on. I don't. Maybe I'll try that. Because, like, I catch a green light and I'm like, oh, great. Getting to work faster, I guess.
Getting to hell quicker.
Yeah. Thank God. Express lane. Who knew?
They probably didn't even lube the dildo yet. So I'm going to get there dry.
Nah. I started lubing my own asshole, actually, knowing I'll get fucked.
What do you mean all you have left is peanut butter?
Well, slap her on, I guess. Is it Skip?
Melt it. God damn. I've been trying to also be as positive as I can with my significant other, and I know that's not always because, like, they're there to lean on.
You can say Courtney. I think people know that Courtney's your fiance.
I know. That's why I said, just said it.
Okay.
Try not to be a dick to her.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually don't...
I'm a nice guy.
I don't fall into the problem of being a dick to, like, the people I'm close to. I know that some people are, that's, like, their go-to. It's like, if I'm having a rough day, like, oh, dude, they have it ready for them when I get home.
I pop my dad in the mouth.
Because, good Lord, if there's a spoon in the sink, I swear to fuck, I'll fucking throw it through the window.
It's a broke arm guarantee.
Or vice versa, like, you know, like, well, why didn't you do this or some shit? Like, I had a stressful day. I'm not like that. Like, I don't have that. I will get annoyed and short, but it's never like... If someone, like, comes across kind of shitty to me when I'm having a bad day, then I'll let you know. But if I come home to, like, something that I'm like, oh, well, that's kind of lame, or, like, something like that, I'm like, oh, whatever, I'll get to it.
Yeah. No, I
don't really, like, have that, like, bone in me to, like, shit on the people that I love when I'm having a bad time.
You know what I do sometimes? Sometimes I'm a little short with the pets. I just want to sit down before I give them all the kisses.
I will say that, yeah, I will.
And I'm
yeah.
like, chill, dude. You, wait, I know what you want.
Norn's become my punching bag. No.
Norn's a bruised boy.
Yeah, I put him in a pillowcase and just swing him around and throw him at the wall.
Ping, ping.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm playing with you, right?
Yeah, that's what you want, right?
Yeah, you fucking piece of shit. Why don't you throw up in my mouth
or
something?
Playing catch.
No, but Norn, I definitely get short with, like, I'm like, fucking shut the hell up. I need quiet. And you have to be out of your cage and eat and drink, so shut up.
Enjoy it.
Shut up.
Could be worse.
God damn, I'm going to give you away.
You could have grown up in the woods or something.
I'm going to Facebook Marketplace you so quick.
Oh,
free.
My God, dude.
Came with shots.
Came with shots.
Here's the rest of his fucking medicine.
Not that good a dog. Could be better.
How dare you? Kind of bites.
How dare you? Not the prettiest dog you ever seen.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
Wouldn't win at the Wimbledon or
sure.
Best in Show or
whatever that movie
where's
is.
Where's the dog? Wimbledon's tennis. Whoopsie
you're
doozy.
Right. He would not win at the Wimbledon. Yeah,
he wouldn't. He's no. so short.
Like fucking Serena and
voice,
Saturn.
Huh? That's his
yeah.
scream. Saturn.
Those are their names.
Serena and
Saturn.
Not Saturn Williams.
Yeah. Look it
Selena
up.
Selena Williams and
Saturn.
Michelle Williams.
No.
She's an actress from Dawson's Creek.
Yeah.
Who am I thinking
yeah,
of?
Yeah, she definitely boned Casey.
Serena and Belina.
Wow.
All right.
Sabrina.
Sabrina and Tashina.
No, it's Selena.
Selena.
Kyle.
And John Cena.
Beep, 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 beep. Fucking, you can't see them.
Okay, hang on a sec. I'm looking them up.
All right.
Entertain.
I will try. I don't know, man. Fucking.
I am sweaty.
Everything just fucking sucks.
It's not everything. We both have houses and, like, we're loved and we have pets and food. and video games and stuff. And
it
and
is
hobbies.
Nice. It is nice having food.
And nice car, dude. Nice air conditioning, man. It could be, we could be homeless, getting having to do blowjobs to live in a cardboard tent.
A friend that we work with sent me a video of a guy that he's been following for a long time.
Yeah.
It's legit, like this homeless dude that for sure has some type of mental problem.
Serena and Venus, not
Venus,
Saturn.
I was close though. It's a planet.
Yeah, it's one of them.
Yeah,
one out of nine. You
Pluto,
moron.
Pluto Williams. Here comes Pluto Williams to the.
They both won gold.
Yeah, they're amazing, but they all scream when they hit. Nah, nah, like that.
Continue with your story about.
Continue.
Them.
I will.
Continue with your story.
I'm trying. I don't know, man. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, he sent me fucking some
it's
bullshit.
It's a depressing guy, yeah.
Yeah, depressing guy that like is trying to go to, he's riding his bike to North Carolina. He lives in Akron, and he puts his camera behind his bicycle so you can see his ass, and he talks the entire time on a dirt trail to where, so his voice is projecting outward towards the front of him, correct? Mm-hmm. Camera's behind him. And all you can hear is the dirt trail and kind of him talking, and then like his ass is in the front of it. It's amazing. And then, dude, he had, and it's just him, right? And he has like a little, one of those little like baby carriages on the back of it, like that. Yeah. You, but it's all his like tent shit and stuff like that. He has establishing shots to where like he'll set up the camera, ride back the trail, then ride forward past it, then grab the camera, and then he sets it up another way so that you get both views. What the motherfucker?
Oh, he's not going anywhere fast then.
Shit, no.
Dude, it's like this.
He's like, I made it to Tuscararas County right now. I'm in the...
7 months later.
Well, no, he's like, I'm in the Priest Woods. I mean, if you're not a true believer, I know I used to not be, but like that's why I married my wife in the Philippines, because, you know, she's a true believer. I call her Little Cutie. And this is my frying pan. I call it Old Reliable. And like, dude, like what? It is wild. It's like a fucking... It's insane. The
it
channel,
sounds like I wouldn't care for him.
The channel is called the Best Productions Channel, all caps.
Jesus.
He's a fucking lunatic, dude. He's a nightmare human. It's wild.
I watch this YouTube channel called Life Uncontained, and it's about this couple that's millionaires, apparently, who bought like four storage containers and built this like gorgeous house thing, but they're doing it by hand.
Wait. What does it matter about the storage containers? That's well, the house?
It's called Life Uncontained. Yeah, their house is built out of storage containers.
And they're millionaires.
They're millionaires because what they're building and the land they have is worth so much money. And they've been doing this for about 2 years.
But they're building it out of storage containers?
Correct. So their building materials are a newer, hipper, a little bit cheaper material, being containers instead of brick and mortar.
So they're taking like tiny houses.
Storage containers like the semi-truck trailers.
Oh,
yeah, like four of those and stacking them and putting them in different orientations. It's a big house, but they've done it for about 2 years now. They live in a fucking like a little RV camper outside of it. They had a kid during this time, and they're painting the outside for the second time because it didn't look right, but they don't have the interior done yet, and they live in a fucking like shanty shed.
Is it weird
with
that-
a child?
Is it weird that I hate people with kids?
No, I mean, it'd probably be because you don't have them or you're never around one, and you may hate children more now because of your life.
Nah, I don't think it's that. Oh. Like, once they're like kind of like, you know, like humans. But people that just like choose to, like, it's so vain, I feel.
To have a baby?
Yeah, like, oh, I need a little
COVID?
Me. I need a little me.
Like, it's just an accessory.
Oh, gross. Fucking.
You really think anyone who has a kid?
I don't know why, but yeah, like
is
when
just having
when
an
you're talking about those people and they had a child during this like time, like I was like, oh fuck them. They probably were like, I just wanted it because like I want to dress it up.
Well, that's what I was saying.
It's an it like fuck
them doing it in the wrong order is what I was saying. Is build the interior of a house so you can live in it with your family, then play with the outside.
I also maybe I don't understand like the fact that someone's like, no, I need something to love. It's like, well, then do anything. Then again, I understand it right now, though.
I'm yeah, there. maybe it's bias at the moment.
Jaded.
Yeah, you may be a little jaded. Because, like, when I see little baby Noah, I get all lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah,
it's just
but
so
that's
squish.
Like, that's like your...
Yeah, my bro.
Yeah, your nephew, right?
Yeah.
Or is that your grandnephew?
I don't know. Yeah, he's probably my great-grandnephew.
It's real muddy around there. I don't know.
It's like nine generations in one area.
Dan's the only one that's going to like
I know, that joke. Dude! I was going to make a joke, but it's so brutal, I can't make it.
Please do.
The only other place you'd find that many generations in one place would probably be a furnace.
Oh, wow. I was going to say a cemetery.
Oh, damn it. That'd have been a little cleaner.
Yeah.
That'd have been a little easier.
Furnace. Wait. Oh, let's say furnace because it's in a crematorium that a funeral home runs.
A normal crematorium.
Not for any specific race or fucking sect of religion or anything like that. All right.
Oh.
Well, at least
I was talking about the Druids when they pillaged the Huns.
Right, right.
Or the Sumerians. And then
that is third right,
that's
sir.
That's hilarious. Ow, watch. Got tripped up in that cord.
That is good, though.
Yeah, so, no, I totally think, like, one day I will totally want a kid. Not because it's a cool accessory or I need a puppy.
I don't just,
but because I think I'd be a pretty good dad.
You would. You definitely
you
would.
You know I would.
For sure. I don't think I'd be a bad dad either, but I definitely,
don't either.
There would be definitely moments of, like, oh,
you
God.
You wouldn't put it down. You don't give up on pets. You don't give up on even shitty friends. You don't give up. You know what I mean? Like,
true, but I'm saying there will be definite moments where, like, I look at the child and I'm like,
I think every parent looks at them.
You
sometimes.
You take up so much money. You're gross. You take up so much space.
Like, I live for you now.
Yeah, like I don't have a life because of you, and you suck.
Maybe,
like, that's terrifying.
But I guess I would be like
to roll that
if I was my dad on me. Like, I would be like, if I was my dad, I'd be like, dang, look at him going over there.
Well, yeah, you're you. Of course.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I would want to raise is me, is someone like me.
Were you
better
always
than
pumped
me.
On your dad?
Yeah.
Never once were you like, fuck
oh, yeah, like, fuck you, dude. When I was like 18, they're like,
fuck
get
you,
out of here. Well, he was like, get out of here. You can't smoke marijuana. There's someone pregnant in the house, and they can't have your drugs going around. And I was like, I guess I'll fucking leave then.
Oh, could you imagine if future,
I'm moving in with grandma.
If future Tony came by and he was like, by the way, you will live with that pregnant person for the rest of your life. And their child.
Sayonara.
And their child. And their child.
See you later. 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 No, I, yeah, there have been times when I was like, fuck you, bro. He's like, I'll pop you in the mouth. I go, go ahead, try it, you old Jerry.
I never had a dad, so I don't know what that's
okay,
like.
Okay, man. Were you like, were you revving that up?
Yeah.
God.
That was the whole hook, line, and sinker.
How's your mom doing?
She's good, alive.
Good, good. Well,
oh, no.
Well and alive. Mine's dead and in the ground.
Wow.
Got her ashes at the house if you want a couple.
Mm. You kept them?
A few.
What do you plan on doing with them? Making a necklace?
No, making soap out of them.
Really? Wash, so you can use her?
Nourish myself with her essence. Right, yeah. I don't know. They're just there. Shut the fuck up. Get going. Why do I have a fucking, I have trinkets that I don't know, I got things, I got shit, I got stuff.
I like how it was like my mother's ashes, trinkets, shit, stuff.
I got things everywhere.
I don't know why I have anything.
Why do I have anything? Holy shit. This is a dark episode.
Yeah.
Moving past our dead parents, can we get on with this?
Sure. We're like Batman together, you know?
Dude, what a psychopath that guy is.
Speaking of
Batman. Hey, Robert Pattinson.
Speaking of Batman. Sir,
my hunk of a fucking crush, dude. Like,
what's happening in the news? The Batman trailer dropped like 4,000 years ago because this is so late. We hadn't recorded shit.
I'm Vengeance.
That's the tagline.
So dope.
Who are you? I am Vengeance.
Ugh.
All right, so the Batman trailer came out. What did you think?
Loved it. Loved it.
So how'd you feel about that fucking scotch tape at the beginning?
Dude, that noise
or
cringes me. That noise is a cringy noise, and they know it.
That's so sick.
It's unnerving. And then Paul Dano being the Riddler is so dope.
And the Riddler looks tight.
Yeah.
So I guess in this version of Batman, like, it's not the actual Riddler we know from comics. This is like the thing
Correct.
That makes the Riddler happen.
It's an inspiration.
Like, this
of,
dude will probably
yes.
die, and then like
Correct.
Someone will become the jack off Riddler.
Correct.
Yeah.
Same with like Penguin. Is like that Colin Farrell is sort of a guy that gives that inspiration to Penguin.
Dude.
That's a cool and it's young
and
Batman.
Also it looks fucking yeah, this is supposed to be like year two. He's been
yeah.
doing it for a minute, not super long, but I love the fact that like these people are probably gonna die at the end.
I think it's fantastic. He looks so fucking like roughed up by how like the villains probably are testing him that it, like, it's probably the first time he's been like overwhelmed. So he's just like, what the fuck?
Dug his suit a lot. Yeah. And did you notice that when he took off his mask at the end and he's looking, he has the black marks of the eyes?
Yeah, it's like
the
a paint all the way around, a band. He looks like the other dude, the blue guy with the staff.
Oh, Nightwing?
Yeah, he kind of looked like Nightwing.
So, but have you ever, you notice like in every Batman movie how like whenever they blink, their eyes are black, everything
yeah,
around.
Yeah,
but it's definitely their skin.
Yeah.
And then they'll rip off the mask and there's no paint.
Correct.
Like Michael
Instead,
Keaton did
he's
it.
Like, yeah, it's like like smeared
but like
in.
They legit were like, no, like he would do that.
Yeah, he had
to cover
get
his entire
eyes
appearance.
Good.
It's only his mouth that you see.
Yeah.
That's so dire.
I know. I was like, at the end, they're like, oh, he looks kind of emo. I'm like, no, he looks like he just got in a fight and took his mask off.
It also looks, yeah, and they're like, oh, the crow, fuck him.
Tight.
I love that it looks so localized too, just to Gotham, just the two criminals. It's not like, there's a bomb and we got to save everyone. or they're blowing up boats and shit like that. One thing that I fucking absolutely loved, and I want to get your take on this, the song choice for the trailer.
Dude. Something in the Way is one of my favorite Nirvana songs.
Yeah.
And it fucking ripped.
I thought it was awesome. I think a lot of people were like,
at the end, it crushed. Like, as it came in with the Batman, I was like, oh.
I love that trailer.
I loved it. I've probably watched it like four times. It's dope as shit, dude. New stills from Dune, bro. You see Paul Atreides, dude.
My
it's gonna
name
be dope.
Is a killing word.
Dude, it's going to be so dope. Yep.
Wonder Woman 84.
Yep.
Did you watch that trailer?
Yep.
What'd you think of Cheetah?
No, I didn't see much of her.
What do you mean?
I didn't see much of her. At the end, there's a real cheetah, right?
No, Kristen Wiig. It's like a human cheetah.
Yeah. What is that about?
That's the character from
that
the
is
comic books.
Wild.
Wow. What's this talking
what
raccoon?
What even is that? Why is that werewolf?
That there's a tree and a raccoon. I'm not really sure why any of this is happening. It's
no.
Fucking fantasy, asshole.
I got it. It was okay. I didn't care.
Really?
No.
Dude, her whipping her fucking lasso of truth through the sky and grabbing all the fucking lightning bolts.
It seems unreasonably
rad. Unreasonably rad.
No, I mean, Gal Gadot's, you know, she's up there. She's a cool chick, dude. She's cool.
They're bringing back fucking your boy, too.
Oh, dude, Chris Pine.
Chris Pine.
God, I'd bite a bit off of him.
I thought that trailer was very strong as well.
Tight.
Zack Snyder, Justice League, what'd you think?
I didn't watch that.
Oh, really?
Is that his cut?
They show fucking Darkseid at the beginning of it.
And?
Looks tight.
Okay.
It was on 4:3, which I didn't really know. Maybe that's like how they edit to begin with.
Yeah, you notice that. I don't.
You don't notice that half your TV's cut off?
When?
Fucking blind.
You're
asshole,
blind.
I
ain't got glasses.
Do you remember mid-90s?
Yeah, I've been there.
That's 4:30. Wow, 4:30. That's 4:3. To where the sides... Remember how like we used to letterbox?
Yeah.
On tube TVs because they're squares, and now we have rectangles.
Yeah.
So the older ones...
I used to buy full screen so it wouldn't do that.
cut off fucking like half the movie.
I know.
Insane. I remember when I first found that out, and I was like, I've never seen this.
I know.
And people were like, ew, like, why is it so tiny? And why is there like the mailbox? Is that going to go away?
Dude, we've
and
evolved like, so much.
Well, I'm like, you guys are all fucking idiots. Maybe if you knew anything
you
and
told
just
them.
Drank a fucking sip of culture, you'd understand
that
we're viewing
level.
The entire fucking film now.
Yeah. Preach
like,
it.
Ew, gross. I like fucking everything cropped and shitty.
Give me my soapbox.
Oh, my God. I'm on one. Sorry. But yeah, the Zack Snyder Justice League was looked in. It seems tight. Four hours. How do you feel?
That sounds unnecessary, but moving on.
Why moving on?
Why do you need 4 hours? Just put it with your shit, not all the other dog shit.
No, I think he's taking out everything that he doesn't
Holy
like.
Holy shit.
Like all the wee shit. And then making his actual movie.
I better have a lot of time.
No, they're going to split it into a miniseries.
Oh, okay.
Weekly. So 1 hour, 4 weeks. Or you can watch it all as one cut.
Okay.
I'm stoked.
Okay.
The Suicide Squad game.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotham Knights.
I didn't see that.
Looks tight.
Cool. Is it just like the other Batman?
Bruce Wayne dies.
Oh, no.
And so now you're Huntress. No, not Huntress. Batgirl, Damian Robin, Nightwing, and Red Hood.
Nightwing.
You fight as all four of those. And it looks exactly like fucking Arkham City.
Cool.
That looks fun.
That's cool.
The Suicide Squad kind of trailer they showed.
No, I didn't see it.
Jesus Christ, yeah. Dude.
What do you want?
All right. Well, Mando streaming October 4th, the new season.
Wonderful. That is fun. I like that
so much. And
actually,
today that we're recording, The Boys comes out.
Today?
Yeah, it's out.
Dude, and Raised by Wolves, the fucking Ridley Scott movie on HBO that I've heard is fucking phenomenal sci-fi. I'm fucking hard for it.
Yeah. It's probably going to be like Annihilation where he doesn't understand it.
No, I understand.
Cry comes at the same time.
Why is that not good?
Because
you don't need to know your boners.
I explained the movie better than you could the first watch, and you're like, it's the best sci-fi ever. And I was like, well, explain this. You're like, I don't know. I like trees.
You're making it. You're really remedializing my take.
Go back to the tape. I'll find it.
Well, you don't have to go back to the tape. I could explain it to you right now. Don't laugh.
I listened to the books on tape after you made fun of me,
yeah,
and now I get it.
Yeah, I got more depth.
I watched a YouTube video 13 minutes long, explained all of it to
you
me.
You son of a bitch. You know, you really know how to pick the scab.
All right, so that's all the news. Have you seen anything else or anything else cool?
See my fucking foot in your face.
All right.
Roundhouse.
We will hop into weekly recommendations and rejections.
Why don't you just go first?
Yeah, I started rewatching Metalocalypse, I'm done.
Oh, my God.
So, but Metalocalypse, man, on HBO Max.
Pickles, nickels.
Shit is tight. So you're telling me you put these things in boiling hot water, they turn red, and then they die? That's the most metal thing I've ever heard. Yeah, it's fucking incredible.
It's so
I've
fun.
Absolutely loved rewatching that.
Dude.
It's so good. So good.
So funny.
10 out of 10.
Roxo, is that what's his name?
That's the one. Yeah, Roxo.
I love cocaine.
Yeah, I really do love cocaine.
Hey guys.
Oh my god. Yeah, he just showed up in the last episode. I think it was Murderface's birthday.
The rock and roll clown.
Yeah.
I'm Roxo, the rock and roll clown, and I do cocaine. Holy shit, dude! When it gets really satanic at the one point where it's like they're like raising the devil to like.
Awaken.
Yeah, to awaken. Dude, so fucking dope.
And it's tight because you can watch it with subs now. And, like, it yeah. legit is the spell, the Norwegian,
yeah.
Norwegic
yeah.
spell to Nordic, raise yeah. that Nordic, thank you. Norwegic?
Norwegian?
To raise that demon.
That's so dope.
It's so sick.
That's so dope.
Like, Death Clock killed 3 million people by raising a demon out of the water.
When they dropped the stage on their fans.
That's like the first episode. It's yeah. so, and then well, and then you're like, oh my God. And then all four walls open up and kill thousands.
And it's just like half skulls. Like
it literally looks like Saving Private Ryan when they're like
yeah, holding their arms and shit. Yeah. Oh God. And then like they start playing and like people with like corpses are like, give me the metal.
So good. And when they, when they go underwater, but that's when they record Mermaider. Yeah. Death Clock fans are killing themselves because they're so depressed about the album, but they want to do the most metal thing to like inspire it.
It's so fucking funny.
It's the best. I started looking up like live videos of them and stuff, and it's awesome. The live videos are really cool to see the actual band playing.
Man.
Anyways, go ahead.
Funny shit.
So that's all I've seen this week, this month. All
right. Well, I saw The Devil's Advocate because I...
You talked about this literally like fucking like 2 months ago. You love it. So do I.
It's so good.
Got a great ass.
Dude, it's so Al Pacino. Like, oh, man.
It's crazy.
It's so good.
It's one of the best movies ever.
I was blown away by like really focusing on the the monologues of him. Like while he's talking while the dude's dying in the park.
Yeah.
It's astonishing. Like they just wrote him like, here's 9 pages, talk.
It's perfect.
Yeah. They're like, Keanu would just listen, talk.
It's like
cool.
One of the
very
best,
cool
kind of realistic set devil movies.
Devilly movies, yeah. Like his sister just
demonic.
Being like, look at me.
Yeah.
Like, and she's like, pretends she's Jesus,
yeah,
like on
go
the
ahead.
Cross.
Come on, fuck me, dude.
Fuck me to death. And he's like, free will, right?
Yeah. Stop that spinning portrait of Nikki, people.
See you later, dad.
Whoa. You go back to hell, man.
Pride.
Where's
my favorite sin?
Where's Ted? Yeah.
Dude, so evil.
What do you give it?
10 out of 10.
Exactly.
It's one of my favorite
That's
movies.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Knock it off the list.
Dude, and that fucking perv gets it. Fucking he bails on him. Fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him.
Hate that.
Mm.
I watched this movie. It's like a Netflix original called Power Project or Project Power. with Jamie Foxx. It's about people with superheroes. Wow, people with superheroes. Yeah, they're friends. People with superpowers. It's a superhero movie. And okay. Jamie Foxx doesn't want to use his superhero power. So it's a unique kind of turn on it. Everyone has a superpower, but it's a drug that and that opens it up and it lasts for 3 minutes. So one guy might light on fire, but if you abuse the power by taking these pills nonstop, you'll like he's all scarred up. And there's a dude that like can fucking like move really fast, but like then he becomes like dehydrated and like has seizures because he used all of his energy to do it.
Oh, interesting.
So it's very interesting. And Jamie Foxx has a power that like he doesn't want to use because it's like a supernova. It like overheats and like melts people. And so like it's, dude, it's pretty fucking dope. Like, and it's violent as shit. It's rated R.
What do we give it?
Like an 8 out of 10. It's fun.
8?
It's fun, yeah.
8 deep impacts.
Good time, dude. Lots of gore. Good, you know, good time. Good party time. Here's one you'll like. Watched Man of Steel because I'm depressed.
Nice.
Watched him. Just, dude, I like watching them throw trains at each other.
His dad dies in that movie.
Yeah, he does. He goes, no, stay there,
Clark,
dude.
I know you could do anything in the world ever, and you could save me and the dog in a split second. No one would even see you.
Nope.
Let me get taken.
Could take me across the sea.
I'm getting taken by this twister.
I need to go on this twister.
I'll meet up with you when you climb a mountain in a different movie.
So dumb.
Like, what the fuck?
Real dumb. Real not necessary.
Part. Not at all.
Yeah. Dude, Zod is dope though.
Zod's great.
Dude. And
Michael,
I don't know why.
Shannon.
I know it's controversial, but dude, I love Russell Crowe as his dad. I love fucking Krypton. Like that.
Why is that controversial?
I don't think anyone liked that part.
I thought that was
loved
a great opening.
Krypton. I thought it was fantastic.
They use the same dragon they use in the Clone Wars that fucking Obi-Wan rides.
Yeah. And you're like, he's like, hey there, Louie. Let's go.
So stupid. I really dug the Krypton like entrance.
Well, I watched one of those like, you know, 100 things wrong with Man of Steel, and it was at the beginning. He was just like, why is this like this? Why is he riding this beast when there's spaceships? Why is this spaceship flying so slow?
Why paint a fun sci-fi fucking picture?
Why do these look
picture?
Like, or why do these look like boners? Like the ships that Zod took up looked like penises with nuts.
Every fucking ship looks like a phallic fucking thing.
I know, dude. And I was like, what do you got against cock? You know?
Dude's probably a closet gay. And I don't mean that in a negative way.
Yeah, but I mean, wouldn't
you
love a dick?
I mean in a negative way of him being like,
he's scared of him.
Yeah, stop. Enjoy yourself.
Or maybe he was born with no parts. Ken doll.
That's what they call that.
Wished he had one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Always used to super glue dildos to himself.
They call those wishbones.
Yep. Okay. So, Man of Steel, love it. Love it for the most part. And, yeah.
8.5. Okay.
Yeah, because I'd watch it before a lot of other superhero movies, because it's so depressing and like
Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Guardians.
What? No.
Thor 2.
No. Wait, which one's that? Oh yeah.
Dark World.
Yeah.
Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 3. Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
No, it's not really.
Spider-Man 2.
No.
Tobey Maguire.
That's one of my favorite.
Andrew Garfield.
No.
Two. Okay.
I mean,
The Amazing Spider-Man 1.
I mean, it's got to be. Wait. What is it?
Tony started to smoke.
I would watch Man of Steel over that.
Okay.
Well, it's classic, but it's not that good anymore.
I will say the first time I saw it, I was like, oh, that is not Superman. But as I watch it more and more and more, I'm like, I don't mind this version.
Yeah.
But there's also a comic book called Irredeemable that I adore. Okay. And it's like if Homelander was Superman, which it's basically The Boys.
Oh, God.
But Irredeemable is like he wanted to be good. He wanted to be the savior. But the minute he fucked up and they held him accountable, he was like, they're ants. I should kill them all.
Oh, God.
Irredeemable is probably the fucking best comic book.
Badass.
One of that I've ever read.
Badass.
Top five at least.
Dude, watched a Stephen King movie called Gerald's Game again.
On Netflix?
I guess I just wanted to torture myself because...
It's basically like torture porn.
This
it's
bitch
weird.
Literally rips her fucking hand skin off of the bone.
Gerald's Game was rough.
It's wild.
I was stoked on it.
I wanted to watch it again because of the big dude, the creep. Like, that's at the end of the bed, and he's like, I have a bone box for you. And, like, he shows her all these dead animal bones, and he's like this freak creep. he's a very interesting part of the movie, and the fact that it's all taking place in her head mainly.
I don't even remember that.
It's a dude, there's like this like demon dude at the end of the bed, and like when she wakes up, she's like, I think I dreamt him. And one of her like ghosts that are talking to her is like, well, then what the fuck is that footprint doing there? Hmm. And like there's a footprint in the blood. He's like, that's not a dog's print. Someone was here.
Interesting.
And like you find out like he is a dude that did this.
He would get all this time.
Huh?
To watch things. I just don't have the time.
Well, I kind of put that time in. Like, also, I'm watching every movie I've watched here. You notice there's a trend, right? I've seen them.
Ah, you're doing the same thing.
Correct.
Just like, boring,
this is regurgitative.
Whatever.
This is, I could still browse Amazon. I could still paint a mini. I could still do a puzzle and like see this and know it and talk about it. But this ain't like, well.
See, what sucks is that
Project, yes, I did watch that. It's new.
My hobbies consist of like video games. Obviously, you can't do anything
else.
Recording or editing. Can't
gotta
do
anything
else. Gotta
be focused on that.
Reading books.
Can't be watching movies.
And then doing outside chores or inside chores.
Podcasts.
I've been
getting
a lot of.
Yeah, podcasts. Yeah.
But I've actually, you know what? Re-listening to Tell 'Em See Dave for the fourth time. They
there you
four,
go.
400 episodes.
You know what I think
I'm
I
on
might
my
need?
Fourth fucking time of listening through all 400.
Jesus Christ, dude.
And bonus and everything else. Like Puck Nuts, all of it.
I might need some Ricky Gervais again.
Yeah. I noticed that like that's comfort food for my brain for me. Like when I go back to like listen to like old Smodcast or Hollywood Babylon or like shit like that, like to where like I was a budding, like, oh, I want to listen to podcasts.
Cool dude, yeah.
But I was a cool dude then. But it definitely like
such a Batman hat.
It definitely I had a Punisher hat, motherfucker. And it was a good hat. Lost that in the river.
Continue.
It definitely kind of triggers something in your brain to give you that kind of like wet blanket. Not wet blanket, warm
I like
blanket.
It.
Warm blanket.
Yeah,
wet blankets are bad.
Freak.
That's what they call like shitty people. Oh, they're a real wet blanket.
All right, listen up, wet blanket. I still have some more.
Whoa,
stuff
dude,
here
you
to...
just called me shitty.
What? Thought that was comforting.
No. Warm.
Oh, wet blanket covered with gasoline. And I light it on fire.
And then I'm warm.
Yeah.
I'm warm blanket.
Okay. For a moment.
Yeah. Well, at least you're dead too.
All right. So one of the new things besides that power project that I watched was a few episodes of What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah.
It's like fall out of my seat fucking funny. It's so good.
Wow.
Fucking Taika Waititi or whatever his name is. And
Taika.
And Gerard from Flight of the Conchords come back for an episode.
Gerard Way.
Fucking hilarious.
I'm kidding. That's
nope, that's not it.
Yeah.
I know who you're. Yeah, shut up. 10 out of 10 for that. It's fucking awesome.
My
comedy.
Chemical Romance. Umbrella Academy.
It.
Gerard Way.
I know. It's like an OCD tick. Like you can't not get out certain things. You're like,
can't.
I have to say it. That's it. I'm done.
Thank you.
One more detail.
Let me
watch The Great Gatsby, dude.
Oh, I hate
have you.
You
ever seen that?
No, it seems long and boring,
dude. Do you know what The Great Gatsby is about?
The Gatsby being great.
Shit. Great Gatsby is like just like a sort of a classic book, and it's about this like eccentric super billionaire who throws these lavish parties, and Tobey Maguire is like his poor neighbor living next door. And
when does this take place?
Like the Roaring Twenties.
Okay.
Leonardo DiCaprio and Tobey Maguire.
Oh,
our boys.
Okay.
It's unique in the way that, I'm trying to think of a movie that kind of does weird stuff like this. Not as hardcore as like Sin City, to where it looked like a comic, but like.
The
shit.
Beach
kind of with the video game like there's parts on the screen that'll put like quotes
because like
a
the
book.
Beach like legit like there was no need for that video game part.
No, not at
it
all.
It was just a trip scene
just for fun.
Yeah,
this is kind of like that. Like
they put quotes on the screen in what way?
Like as if he's writing something and he's doing his dialogue, but you see what he's writing on the paper
and you can actually read what he's writing.
Correct.
Okay, right on.
Yeah, like, but it feels it's whimsical like that. Then it'll like go into like a Ferris wheel that they're riding on at night and like all these explosions happen, or you'll go into a firework and it'll be like someone's mirror. Like it's unique. Like they put
the cutting's good.
Way got tons it. Of crazy cutting. Very cool.
Yeah,
very cool.
What do you give it?
Like an 8 out of 10.
What's it on?
I have it.
And how long is it?
Courtney bought it for me.
Oh,
I got Blu-ray if you want it.
That was one of the Leo trios.
One of the Leos, dude. I'm going to watch fucking Romeo and Juliet next just because, duh.
A curse on both your houses.
They have made worms meat of me. So dope. What else did I watch? Oh, I watched Tread. About a dude who gets fucked by this city and all these assholes, and he's like trying to fucking do good and like own this fucking auto shop, and this whole city is sort of just against him because he's an outsider. So he buys an old bulldozer and welds a bunch of fucking like inch thick steel plating on it and drives around the town and destroys all their properties and then blows his fucking brains out.
Wow. Well, spoiler.
Fucking A, dude. It was all over the news in 2012. Like, it's,
oh, this is real?
Yes. It really happened.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It was a doc?
Yeah.
Or called Tread. A movie yeah. based.
It's a doc based off of his event.
Well, yeah, the documentary usually yeah. is based
it's
off.
It's kind of like saying, like, oh, they died at Jonestown. You know?
I mean, Ford versus Ferrari. I didn't know the fucking end of that.
That's more of like the legend of them.
That's common knowledge.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
No, I didn't know it either.
Neither did I, because I'm not a fucking
high
gearhead.
Five, dude.
Yeah, COVID high five.
God, even though, dude. What's the difference? We should just lay on the floor and let everyone piss in our mouths.
True.
God.
What else you see? Jesus.
What? That's it.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, what did you not see?
I'm sorry.
Let's hop into Test of Tony, where Tony will not be talking about
no,
Babe.
But I know what it's about. It's about a pig and a spider, right?
I'm not. That's
Charlotte's Babe.
That's Charlotte's Web. Oh. I will not. I'm not going to lie. Going into this, and it started, and I was like, oh, what a bad decision. And then as it started playing, I was like, dude, this movie's actually like super poignant. And
I'm sure it's an allegory for something.
I'm just saying, like, it holds. I feel like it passes the test of Tony, which who knows, because you will never watch it.
But I agree with you, because you know me.
Dude, it's good. Fucking Agent Smith is one of the dogs.
Oh, that's nice.
Ego. What's his name? Igor?
What?
Agent Smith from fucking Matrix.
His name is not Igor.
Yeah, it's like Ego, like Monolithithin or some shit.
What?
Hold on.
No, his name is Normal.
No, it's like Ego or some shit. The Matrix.
You're crazy.
You're crazy. Well, then what's his name?
It's something Normal.
Mr. Smith.
Yeah, like Bob. Like Bob.
Hugo
Tom.
Weaving.
Ego.
Ego, Hugo.
Ego,
fuck off.
I go.
We all go.
Let's go.
Anyways, I felt that the movie was fucking rad.
Wow.
I really enjoyed the rewatch.
Holy shit.
Honestly, kind of got teleported back into my youth a little bit. Me and my mom used to watch this a lot.
Of when you used to live on a farm?
Well, no, me and my mom used to watch this a lot in a suburb town in Talmadge.
Tight.
We had no pigs or anything like that. We did have a stray cat. The cat that in that movie lived inside and was a piece of shit. Anyways, the fucking voice acting is amazing. The animatronics slash like fucking CGI that they could kind of do at the time.
Right.
Actually kind of holds up too.
Okay. No Jurassic Park, but it's fair.
Pretty heartbreaking at times. In the end, fucking rules. You are just like flooded with this. Just like.
What do they do at the
end?
We
can do everything.
They kill someone?
Yeah, so, yeah, Babe has, like, this fucking, like, pocket knife, kills the farmer.
Slices his little fucking throat, doesn't he?
And then Animal Farm starts.
They eat him.
No, just the, like, this is the prequel to Animal Farm.
Shut up.
He becomes Sarge. Do you remember the pig in Animal Farm? Yeah. That was a good joke. Wow, that, and fucking.
Just give the fucking rating.
10 out of 10. Now I'm getting the fucking boot.
Yeah,
come on,
moving
yeah.
along.
Here's the cane. He's getting pulled off the stage. I'm saying that this is definitely worth a watch, and I think that you should watch it because like this is mindless to where you don't have to pay attention to it. But it is kind of like awesome to see like what all the movies now are based off of feels like Babe.
Classic.
Like in the sense of little kid movies.
Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like this would be considered
Disney-ish?
Classic. Very much so. But also the fucking chick that does the voice for Babe did Chucky in Rugrats, and not Child's Play.
Oh, okay.
That would have been way different because that's a dude that's in Deadwood.
Right.
Anyways, she is heartbreaking.
All right.
She is all.
I don't need that.
At the end of the movie, though, it's all about his two sheepdogs can't compete in the, like, herding the sheep competition.
So the pig does it.
Well, he starts noticing the pig, and like his wife's like, dude, he's fucked up. Like, why the fuck is he trying to get this pig? And then she sees him on TV, and she's like, holy fucking shit, he has the pig. And she faints. She cries.
Yeah.
She's like, I fucking hate this motherfucker. Fuck him. I'm leaving him. I'm sucking some dude's dick tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, it's wild. Wow. I didn't remember any of this.
Strong.
And then he was, and he's just like, pig, go. And the pig fucks off, wins it. Spoilers.
Pig, go.
Oh, yeah. The dude says, like, almost nothing the entire movie, which is also awesome.
That is cool,
very,
yeah,
like, ambiguous character.
Like, parents that don't say stuff, like...
Are you talking about, like, Charlie Brown?
Yeah.
Yeah, wah-wah-wah-wah. Okay. I give it, like, a 8.5 out of 10. I definitely think it's worth it. If you watched this as a kid and liked it, it holds up, and it's good. And it is wild, too, because you're like, damn, they kill a lot of things in that.
Yeah.
And it's real like, hey, kid, you like eating things? Well, this is where it came from, and it talks.
Tight.
What's that called? Like anthropomorphic?
Anthropomorphizing your food.
Wowie. Somebody give him a corner.
Wowie.
All right, let's hop into Movie of the Week. We watch An American Pickle on HBO
Dude,
Max.
I've been using the word brine a lot more since this.
So this is... how would
Amazon,
you describe it? No, it's
like
HBO
a folktale movie.
Huh?
It's like a folktale movie.
It's a folktale movie, but it reminds me of Splash, like the fish out of water.
Yeah.
Like you have the person that like isn't from this time, so they're like,
yeah,
you get all the good jokes of like, what do you mean you have seltzer water like wherever you want?
Or a
like
fucking
that.
Encino Man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is exactly that, because he gets brined in the 1900s and gets taken out in the 2020.
I'm not going to lie. I love this movie.
It's fantastic. Nothing about it is shitty. It's got good wit. He plays two good characters.
Good enough.
It's not like hilarious, but he's good enough as Herschel.
I think back, like, the bar that I set for comedies is like fucking like Superbad, Future Man.
Those are like next level compared to
this. Always Sunny. Like shit that has made me like fucking hold
my over, yeah,
like gut and laugh.
This is like a more wholesome, cheery.
And it's, but it's like really, like, I was about to say Stranger Than Fiction, and I was like, no, that's not it at all. I can't really, like, compare it to, like, a movie, maybe like a Jim Carrey movie.
Kind of, like Yes Man or something like that.
No, like, I was going to go, like, Liar Liar.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
It is pretty funny, but I don't know
yes
if it's like
Man's
hold,
not that funny.
Hold your gut laughing funny.
Dude, when he puts the tape on his face, he's like, the goddamn pen is blue, and then falls over. Hilarious.
Royal blue.
Or when he's like, the claw is here. Yeah. No, that movie's not that
and you
funny.
Got, and you got the dude from fucking Robin Hood Men in Tights with the little claw.
He's like,
it's the claw. It's coming at ya.
Come get the hook.
That dude's awesome. And he's hilarious. He's like so much connective tissue with throughout so many yep. movies. He's so good. Princess Bride.
Dude.
He was like the
he's
fucking.
He's Dread Pirate Roberts, man. He's yeah. number one.
What was his actual name in the movie?
Dread Pirate Roberts.
No, idiot. He fucking, he changed his name to that. He got it throughout the movie.
Oh, yeah. It's his name's Farmer Boy.
No, she says his name's like Sam.
Yeah, it's something like that. Like Bobby, the farm boy,
oh,
always looked at me, and he said, yes, my lady.
Yeah. Always just looking at my hoo-hoo.
Robin Wright, dude. That's so crazy that that's Frank's wife from, fuck me,
Sunny?
Frank Underwood.
Oh, yeah. Right, from House of Cards.
Yep. American Pickle. So good when fucking Shiv is his wife in the past.
Shiv. I was trying to think of her name the entire fucking time. I was like, she's from Succession.
Dude,
she has a weird
so
name.
Dope.
That's like something stabby in a jail. And
so funny when they talk about things they want in life. Like the things they want in the 1900s.
The ending that ties up on that joke, that the fucking callback for it was awesome.
It was cute, dude. It was really nice.
I thought it was such an enjoyable watch, and I was also watching from a fucking stream version of a phone onto our TV because HBO Max are fucking cocksuckers.
Whoa!
Oh,
hot take.
Yeah, hot take.
Hot take.
Amazon fucking Fire and Roku, you're not going to stream your fucking bullshit service on this. I know I get it for free, but fuck you.
I mean, but honestly, why, guys? Couple pennies? Come on. I don't know.
They say it should be around in December. Not long at all.
Oh, yeah. Happy Merry Christmas.
Yeah, right in the thick of COVID fucking and flu season. Good.
Oh, God.
Can't
Dude,
wait.
What is going to happen?
What do you give American Pickle? I give it like an 8.
Like an 8. Yeah, it was solid.
Super solid.
I loved his expressions too, and he's like, "I'm going to prove you stupid because you are a stupid man."
He was actually I loved his character of the old.
Oh, Herschel was my favorite.
Herschel was fantastic.
Fucking hilarious. He's like, "We tear down Cossack billboard now, right?" And he's like, "Dude, no, like we can't." And he's like, "I'll prove you most stupid."
It's
in
also
kind of
neat, like, way to think about, like, obviously, like the care of family that used to be.
Yeah, yeah. What?
And now we don't give a fuck.
Oh, he was like, "Dude, this is all we should be doing with our lives."
What was your dad's dream?
What do you mean? Like, as a boy?
Yeah.
Be an astronaut.
Do you know that for real?
Yeah, he loves that shit, dude.
But he said, I would have loved to be an astronaut.
Yeah, or like he also said, like a robot.
And you never tried to train to be an astronaut?
Why would he?
Further the fucking family dream?
What?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
Why? I've been fat since I was born.
You didn't come out a little tubby.
They don't like fat astronauts, dude.
Yeah, they don't like to call them fatstronauts.
Fatstronauts?
That's definitely the name of the episode.
Oh, God damn it.
Fatstronauts.
I couldn't fit in no freaking zero-G suit. Can you imagine me shitting in
those
space?
Those things, they can make them any size.
But my dumpers in space? Get out of here.
You know you gotta drink your own pee?
Yeah, and you spit that shit out into space. They're just turds orbiting the Earth. Ping, 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 ping.
Dude, it's gonna be frozen. Awesome. This one turd becomes the biggest turd and then kills us.
Dude, it's the asteroid. It's a shit strayed.
Yep.
Destroyed.
Wow.
Shit destroyed.
You got it.
Whatever, bro. Whatever. Fuck you.
An ass. Droid.
What are we watching next week, Hotshot?
Oh, you do it.
Next week for Movie of the Week, we're going to watch Birds of Prey.
The Emancipation of Harley Quinn.
The fantabulous emancipation of one Harley Quinn. And, man, it's going to suck. And Congo for Testatoni, dude. Congo, you remember Amy?
Amy sad.
Amy sad. Go home, Amy.
Amy hungry. Until next time, go burn books.
Idiot.
Whatever.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.